brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. This is the 17th day of March 2006 on this live Friday edition, and we're going to have open phones today, wide open phones for the full 3 hours, any news issue, any item, any story, any solutions you wish to discuss, any questions, any comments, you disagree with me, whatever, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and this is the GCN Radio Network. And the websites, freshly updated multiple times daily for you, are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and now JonesReport.com. I've had that site up and running for about 5 years, but only updated it about once a year, kind of a little stagnant site sitting up there orbiting. We are now updating it daily, and it's got a lot of key data areas on mercury in the vaccines and on government-sponsored terror and on fluoride and on aspartame and key issues like that. And the site's going to become more and more a 9/11 archive, more up to speed than some of the stuff on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And so we're proud of JonesReport.com. Be sure and check it out. Again, that toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. There is so much news here today to cover. So much happening. But I frankly can't get over the article yesterday, and I made some phone calls to Congress and confirmed it, that President Bush signed a budget bill that hadn't even been passed. There were different versions, and Dennis Hastert let him know that, hey, you're about to sign the wrong bill, and Bush said, well, this one's got $2 billion more in pork. I like it. I'll just sign this one. Never passed. I mean, he said he's above the law. You know, if they didn't, quote, reauthorize the Patriot Act, which they did, but if they didn't, he said, I'll just enforce it without having a law. And he said, I have these signing statements when I sign bills. I say what we're really going to do with them. And he said that I don't care if it's a federal law against wiretapping and spying on the American people without warrants. I'll do it. And I'll torture kids if I want. You know, that's Christian. And then now, oh, I'll just sign bills that haven't passed. The level of lawlessness. In fact, I'd like to hear your examples of lawlessness by government, period. That's what tyranny is. It's a lawless government. It's a government out of control, a government of force, a government of the oligarchy, of the dictator, of the plutocracy, of the aristocracy, whatever elite it is. The toll-free number to join us again, 1-800-259-9231. Here are the type of reports I have in front of me today. Senate votes to raise the debt limit. And, of course, now up to around, what, $9 trillion, another $781 billion on top of the $8-plus trillion. And then you can read the Dallas Morning News a few years ago. They admitted that it was that our real expenditures, our real programs that we'd signed on to that the government owes on was $44 trillion. And then a lot of other economists looked at that and said, no, it's really $65 trillion. And then now today you look at those numbers and chief economists and top experts from inside and outside the government are saying that it's more like $87 trillion. Trillion here, trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking about some real money, even with the devalued dollar. So it's serious. It's very, very serious. If the commitments of the debts they've signed on to are 80 plus trillion, everybody's freaking out over 9 trillion. See, 9 trillion's due right now. 9 trillion's due today. But on the note, we owe 87 trillion to the Rothschilds.
Hey, Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Organized crime has taken over the federal government, most state governments, and many local governments, but it's more corrupt at the federal level. On average, in the aggregate, and they own and control and finance gigantic high-tech public relations firms to convince you that they're the establishment and that they are legitimate and that everything's okay and just submit to them and everything will be all right. Everything isn't going to be all right going along with these individuals. And this whole criminal system continues to operate because there's so many good people within the system who are in denial and lie to themselves about what they're involved in every day, about what they're helping to carry out. There is a systematic looting going on in every sector of the economy, federal, state, local, private, corporate. There is a just mad rush to gut every major institution and trust fund. In fact, they're already gutting most of the trust funds, but then still via the Ponzi scheme paying out for now to many people. Just like Enron had gutted itself 2 years before, they finally pulled the plug on it. Remember Enron? They had fake energy trading boards up in Sacramento, and they would walk the members of the U.S. Congress and, of course, the California legislature through with fake computers, fake computer programs showing them the energy trading. But there was no energy trading even going on using actual computers. They would just tell people what it cost and then tell California there's no power. We've got to triple your prices this month. Remember all that? And then it turned out that was all a big scam. And things are so corrupt that Arnold Schwarzenegger was the one involved meeting with Michael Milken, the junk bond convicted scammer, and Ken Lay and others. And then he went after Gray Davis, saying Gray Davis was involved when Gray Davis wasn't involved. And so really, Schwarzenegger being put in was more about the cover-up of that than getting rid of the evil liberal Gray Davis when Bill Clinton and Gray Davis and others have always been in the hip pocket of the neocons. And Arnold Schwarzenegger has out Gray Davis. Gray Davis, I'm no fan of Gray Davis. I don't know why I'm starting the broadcast with comments on that today. It's just there's another microcosm of how ridiculous all of this is. It's fake. The Chicago Mercantile is fake. Much of the New York Stock Exchange is fake. It's a joke. Almost our entire world now is a hoax. What we're told, what goes on, it's just most of it is a hoax. And an example of this is Bush, we now learn, a couple weeks ago, signed a spending bill that was hundreds of billions of dollars, and $2 billion of it that he wanted was not passed, and so he just went and got an earlier version of the bill that never passed and signed that, and we've now learned that he was told that, sir, you're signing a bill that wasn't passed. Speaker of the House told him this in a letter. They just signed it knowing we're so dumb they can take $2 billion bucks right in front of everybody and just say, oh, well, $2 billion, that's what they did. So now the stealing, now the looting, now the craziness has gotten so wild that I can't even imagine what's going to be next. I mean, here's another microcosm example. Halliburton is a thoroughly corrupt and nightmarish company with hundreds of subsidiaries, over 120 subsidiaries. And more every day. They're going to be a front now for the Dubai Ports World and for the UAE taking over 21 ports. And then the UAE executive is still going to be the head of all maritime activities, maritime administration running security for the entire nation's ports and then waterways and intercoastal canals. But I digress. Halliburton in Iraq. People were sending me emails going, hey, look, it's in the Associated Press, in the news. Halliburton sent water, totally untreated, and they truck it up from Kuwait. And why do they truck it up from Kuwait untreated? Because that would cost money if it was treated, a little bit of money. And then they charge tens of thousands of dollars per truck of water. And then the provisional authority will not get the water treatment plants back up and running. They've made no attempts to even get them up. It can be done in just a few days, top generals have said, and they're always removed and new ones put in. So why are they doing that? Because if they have to truck the water in, can you imagine the business of trucking all the water in, not just the fuel in, for the troops in Iraq? Can you imagine how much money that is for the 60,000 contractors and the 150,000 troops and the hundreds of thousands of Iraqi National Guard and then all the other functionaries and the six big armored compounds. They're going to build, 21 total, but right now six big armored compounds that the globalists have built. I mean, that's why they do it. They truck in the water because they'll get a bigger profit if they truck it in, and so Halliburton gets that profit. They don't give water filters to the troops. They don't set up the water treatment plants again. The troops got to, and there's big articles about how it's totally toxic, filled with all sorts of chemicals and microbes and amoebas, and the troops are all getting sick. It even destroys the war effort. They just don't care. There's no oversight. No one questions them. No one says anything, and the corporation looks at the total bottom line. So, I mean, imagine a whole water policy built around just making sure Halliburton can truck water in at ridiculous prices. Another example is Halliburton has the monopoly on laundry. And I forget what the news said. It was like about a year ago. Right? What is it? 10 pounds of laundry is over $100. But they make the trips every week or so, you know, get in their dress uniforms and line up for inspection. So they got to go pay Halliburton to launder the clothes. And it's just another example. Or somebody gets shattered by a rocket-propelled grenade, an RPG, and then they cut the body armor off of them in a field hospital with holes all in their bodies, little shattered bodies of these troops, and, oh, we're going to charge you $800 for that body armor. It's level 2 crud, defective for even level 2, not even really level 1. We're going to charge you 4 or 5 times what a level 2 vest really costs, brand new, as if anyone even uses level 2 now. I mean, it's like Vietnam-era stuff's better. So, and that's all admitted. So, I mean, there's an example just of the wild corruption. And now it's in the news that the water's so toxic. And then there's the Tigris and the Euphrates right there in Baghdad. And they can take it right out. And the military even has water treatment vehicles. But they won't even let our troops use those. You've got to drink Halliburton water. And then it's come out how the meals are rotten. How the meals are, some of them, left over from Vietnam. How the meals are making everybody sick. And then when the troops get their arms and legs blown off, they get to pay $4 a day for their meals in Germany or in hospitals in Iraq. And then they get to pay for their own flights home. Imagine getting wheeled onto the jet and nobody's really there to help you, and both your legs are blown off. And imagine having to get yourself down to the bathroom down at the end of the plane and doing all that and realizing that you're paying for your own flight home. And that's not urban legend. That's true. And then I talked to neocons out at Crawford worshiping Bush, and they're just like, they didn't even deny that when I bring that stuff up. They go, well, we're going to take care of Bamford. You know, Bush knows what he's doing. Oh, yeah, he does all right. And those are just little examples. They're very small compared to other stuff that's going on, like depleted uranium. It has a half-life, if you can believe this, of 44 billion years. Just type in half-life of depleted uranium into Google. You can get it. And it is pure uranium. It's just had a particular isotope taken out that's used for fuel rods and hydrogen bombs and things of that nature. X-ray bombs, neutron bombs, lots of goodies. And so they plate the tanks in it and they serve it out now to even small arms and not just the Warthogs and Abrams tanks. No, now everybody's got it. And they're running around using it, and they're living in the areas where it's being used, and the radiation detectors go off. And so what happens, Halliburton goes in England and other areas, and buys. This is Times of London. This is Financial Times. This is BBC. This is Associated Press. And goes in, buys the detectors, and then says, those are private now. We're not going to let you know those numbers. I mean, and I got another one here today, Associated Press, where they're going to cut back from testing, what is it, like 1 in 100 cows, it says, to testing even less cows for CJD, known as mad cow, Creutzfeldt-Jacobs. Prions, whatever they're called. So it's just like in Iraq. Day one, they take over 3 years ago. They go globalist. They go, we're not going to keep the numbers of cancer, death, infant mortality, no more official statistics. Let the murder begin. Well, it's the same thing over here. Did you know in the last 2 years, this CNN's reported this. This is CDC's own numbers. Lung cancer's up 6 times. It was already an epidemic. Just like everything else is up many times. And they got little stupid stories how it's about radon and it's cigarettes that did it. Uh-huh, sure. Less cigarettes, less, you know. But, oh, that's what's causing it magically. Secondhand smoke did it. Yes, yes, that's it. And we're sitting here right now breathing this, and these lunatics, George Bush's daughters, are breathing it. Neocons are breathing it. Their babies are breathing it. All these good old boys that just said, nuke them, turn them into a glass parking lot. No, they turned them into a dirty bomb parking lot. Our government has bombed us with dirty bombs. The stuff blows all over the world. They've used it for 30 years all over the U.S. in 10 proving grounds plus. Now I've been corrected. There's many more, but 10 big ones. And they're just, they're not going to stop. They're accelerating.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Tell you what, just go ahead and go to your calls, then I'll start plowing through more of the news. I just am so blown away with the level of lawlessness, and it's not a good sign when they're increasing it day by day with just total arrogance. Chad in Iowa. Go ahead, Chad. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Pretty good. I have trouble hearing you.
Okay. I'll try to speak up a little bit. Yesterday when you were talking about the school bombings and stuff on Election Day? Was that supposed to be here?
No, sir. That was in Belarus. That's over in the former Eastern Bloc.
Yeah, I was in and out doing
it's a Russian backwater.
Oh, okay. I got some really, really polite things to say to you, and I really want to tread kind of lightly because one thing I have to say, it's going to come off the wrong way in the first place, but for the longest time, I was just a little wiener riding the fence, you know, being Mr. Agnostic. In my mind, you know, the atheists were just as silly as the Christians. You know, there's definitely not a God. There definitely is a God. But, and, you know, I realize this isn't really religious or anything, this show, but this is kind of what I'm getting around to is, you know, it's kind of a really horrible statement, and this is where I was going to try to tread real lightly because I think you can understand without getting offended.
Yeah, you don't have to tread lightly. Go ahead, sir.
After watching a lot of your documentaries, and there was also an archaeologist, he found Sodom and Gomorrah and Noah's Ark and the Ark of the Covenant and all this stuff. You know, it kind of really says something that this state of the world that it is right now, I don't really know any other way to say this. It's quite appalling, yet kind of cool. I found Jesus Christ at the bottom of a pile of crap. I mean, that's just the worst thing to say, but what's the quickest way to get a horrible, explosive, violent reaction out of somebody other than to, you know, just in passing, you know, say, you know, oh, well, these are my beliefs and thoughts or this or that, whatever.
No, I understand where you're going, and I appreciate your call. You know, I don't want to be associated with the big mainline churches and the things they do. That's not what's in my Bible. But a lot of people, you know, have found God through adversity, through corruption, through seeing what's happening. And all I know is this. The elite believes in God. They believe in the devil. The elite believe in it passionately. They believe they get power from their God. Now, a lot of atheists say, oh, I don't believe in that. You're nuts to cover it. Well, wait a minute. I mean, even if I was an atheist, which I'm not, shouldn't I cover the fact that Bush engages in his father and his father and on back into time, engage in weird occult rituals at a place called Skull and Bones and get in coffins, admittedly, and do weird rituals? I mean, isn't it newsworthy that they go to a place called Bohemian Grove and have revived an ancient Canaanite 3,000-year-old human sacrifice cult and engage in it? I mean, that been the rumors I'd heard. I showed up on the appointed day, snuck in, and caught video of it, and they indeed do it. And then now we got new footage out of it last year in 2005, inside the owl, the effigies they burn, the things they do. And then you go research real black magic. I mean, this is it. Real black magicians don't dress up like Anton LaVey in a devil pajamas and dance around with a plastic pitchfork like it's Halloween. They think Satan's God. It's done with a lot of regalia and a lot of pomp and a lot of officialdom. And they take it deadly serious. I've been in the crowd with them, in the church pews with them. They're in their church under the big gray trees. And believe me, those old men were in rapture. Those old men were crazed. They were burning with dark power. And they have power on the earth. Their God has given them power. Now, you can say that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy and they just chose to believe it and go along with it. Why? So there's a lot of things going on. And I've just gone where the truth leads me. That's all I've ever done. That's all I'll ever do. That's all I'll ever attempt to do. And I appreciate your comments, Chad. Jason, Kathy, Levi, Dave, and others will go right to you when we get back. Wide open phones on this live Friday edition. It's been a while since I just had open phones. We're doing that today and covering a lot of news in the meantime. So you'll want to stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is the GCN Radio Network, blasting out worldwide on the AM/FM dial, on the internet at Infowars.com, and global shortwave via WCR.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
I always say I'm going to attempt to do your calls quickly and then rarely do it. But let's try to do it right now. Jason in Maryland, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I was wondering if you had ever heard of or read a book called Towards Soviet America.
I have referenced the book and seen it referenced. I have not read the entire publication.
I haven't either. I just read about it through David J. Smith. I'm sure you're familiar with his stuff, which Genesis advertises.
Yeah, he's been a guest probably about 15 times over the last 10 years. I have him on more than 15 times. If I've been interviewing him for 10 years, about twice a year. He's been on about 20 times.
Do you believe, like he does, in the strength of the communist Illuminati connection? I mean, that they're at the top of the food chain.
I don't know if Mr. Smith believes they're at the top of the food chain. I think he believes, rightly so, that it's one of the main implementation arms of the globalist.
Do you believe that Clinton was handpicked by the Jesuits, like Mr. Smith said in his publication?
I haven't, as I said, is that Mr. Smith's publication?
Yes, sir. Newswatch.
I think certainly that the Jesuits are involved in the New World Order. I mean, Ratzinger just called for the New World Order again. That's like five times since he's been in and for 6 months. It's like almost every month. And then Pope John Paul II did it too. It's not Ratzinger. It's Benedict with the second. I just can't get over the name Ratzinger.
He was a
Hitler youth.
Right.
That's admitted, by the way, and they arrest mainstream Italian journalists if they write about that.
Do you believe, have you heard that Wojtyla was a salesman for the chemical plants that manufactured the nerve gas that killed the Jews in?
I have seen that, but I have not confirmed that. But it is confirmed that Ratzinger was a Hitler youth. Thank you for the call. Let me try to comment on this whole communist left-right paradigm. This is not my opinion. This is the historical, verifiable, demonstrated fact. We just heard a David J. Smith ad earlier, and I've interviewed the FBI agent who was the chief guy there in the White House who witnessed it all many years ago with his Unlimited Access book that the David J. Smith, Pastor Smith, quoted from Oxahatchee, Texas. I think what Smith does overall is very positive and does a great work. You know, I don't have an orthodoxy. You see, like the 9/11 truth movement, I don't tell everybody what they should think or what they should believe or what they should say about 9/11. And I've given many different views on how the globalists carried out 9/11. I've given those people platforms on this show. Different views, different schools. Because I don't try to have an orthodoxy and stifle people's discussion of something. And then I always enjoy then how some of the very people I've given platforms then... Little do I know, while I'm interviewing, they're typing on their website, you know, under pen names attacking me. I mean, you got to love it. This is because they're egomaniacs. They're in this for the wrong reasons. I'm kind of digressing. I want to get back to the calls. But I'm kind of answering this question in a roundabout way. Just like I don't believe in an orthodoxy for truth-telling and investigating the New World Order and the truth movement. Because none of us are completely right. None of us have all the answers. And so many people get caught up in saying it's just this group. It's the Protestants. It's the Catholics. It's the Jews. It's the communists. It's just this group. It's just that group. It's only this group. It's only that group. Whereas from my study, it's men in high places. It's women in high places. It's elites. Nebuchadnezzar was evil. He was a Persian. Saul was evil. He was a Jew. And really, that's incorrect. That was just one tribe. And he was an Israeli, an Israelite. So this is what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to get at. And so people get caught up in these terms, these labels. This is what happened. The globalist, the mercantilist, the royal families tried to control the Renaissance through mercantilism. And that's where, through licensing, the Queen would allow certain companies and certain individuals, monopolies or share monopolies, syndicates, where you have a monopoly by a group, over entire sectors of the economy. It was an attempt at continuing feudalism and serfdom over the population. And then that failed by the 1850s, and they were really losing control. They were really concerned about the U.S. that was producing more wealth than all of Europe times three and was exposing the corrupt systems, and an unfree system can't compete with a free system. So they wrote letters and openly said, we've got to create a system to get the serfs back onto the plantations, back onto the reservations, back onto the feudal plots. And so they commissioned the writing of the Communist Manifesto by Marx and Engels, who lived in London. London's always been the heart of international socialism, Fabian socialism. And really, they just confuse the terms. Fascism, socialism, communism, they're all different variants of mercantile or centralization or corporatism. You always are going to have a strong man or group of strong men that run it. And any time they get arrested or killed or taken down, you're going to find out that Rothschilds or Rockefellers or Saxe-Coburg-Gothas are the real shareholders of the company. And these internationalists, if any one dictator or country gets out of line, they control all the other countries. They can bring them to bear on that one country. So it's a constant chessboard, and there's a lot of backstabbing and things that go on. So they told the working man, hey, you want to get those big rich industrialists, you want to get all the rich people, you want to pay them back, you want to get your fair share, they're greedy and bad. Meanwhile, it was the big boys, the bankers wearing the top hats that actually financed it. They told them, what you do is you vote for big government to come take the money away from the rich people. And, of course, some poor person working in a coal mine or some poor guy working in a factory living in a shack with his kids starving to death, who hadn't had an education, to him, somebody living in a two-story house with two servants and four kids and, you know, having a post and chaise with three horses pulling their wagon, man, that's that. They're rich. Well, no, they're middle class. They actually employ you. And they're actually poor, dumb saps that'll actually vote for your socialism, feeling sorry for you, so they can be put in the poorhouse in the shack with you. And so that's what happened. And there was the Lenin's train of gold when he was about to lose against the White Russians, against the Tsarist, and 25 million from New York and London, and then the U.S. and British governments aided them in bringing them down, and then they were our big allies right through World War II, even while Joe Stalin made deals with Hitler to divide up Poland. Our government funded Hitler at the very same time. They were setting him up, though. He thought he was being given the keys to the city. They didn't know it was a setup, and he was clearly controlled by British intelligence. That's even mainstream news now. That is manipulated. A wind-up toy is what they call it. And see, I said I was going to take calls, but a listener brings up this incredible question. So are there armies of socialist and communist infiltrating the Department of Labor, the Department of Commerce, the Immigration, ICE, all of it? Do they can call themselves communists? Yes, but just vehicles of power, vehicles to con the well-meaning. You see, they've got to have a fake counter-revolution to the New World Order. They know the youth are going to rebel. They know the people are going to rebel against this elite corporate system. And so they go to the universities, and they go to them, and they tell them, yeah, we're going to fight these elite corporations. We're going to do that with socialism, with communism. And again, it's all about controlling false choices, giving you all these false choices, and then you're supposed to select from those. And it, every time the head of Yukos Oil gets arrested, or every time the head, the guy that owns all the metals in Russia, you know, the so-called Russian oligarchs were handed all their power 2 days after Russia supposedly fell in the early 90s. And then every time one of them dies or gets arrested or has some or doesn't follow his orders and gets removed, it turns out that they displease Putin. And then Putin never really sees any of the assets. Putin's really just punishing people that didn't follow Lord Rothschild's orders. And then every time you turn around, Lord Rothschild over in England, it'll be in the Financial Times and other papers, was the shadow owner. It's like when J.P. Morgan died. Turn of the last century. When he died, it turned out he was worth a couple million dollars. They thought he was worth billions on paper, but it turned out he was really a Bank of England silent associate. He was like a CEO of their American division. He didn't own a fraction of it. It's like where everybody's freaking out over these UAE port deals, Dubai Port World. British already own that. You know, I know a little bit about business because I got family and people that are involved in consulting, consolidation, things of that nature. It's never American money. It's South African, it's British, it's Dutch, German, every once in a while it's Middle Eastern or Japanese, Chinese. And so, you know, that's the real world. And you can't get somebody who's got a Che Guevara tattoo on their arm, you can't get them to go back and admit, and understand they're part of a false revolution. Any more than you're going to get somebody that's got a George W. tattoo on them. I mean, people do have W tattoos. I've seen it at the pool. W stickers on their cars. They think they're radical. They think they're cool. They're just idiots. Just as big as an idiot who sticks a Bill Clinton or John Kerry sticker on their car. I mean, John Kerry and George Bush totally staged the election. Bill Clinton's, quote, a member of the family and vacations with the Bushes. And, yeah, it's true. They hung crack pipes on the Christmas tree at the White House and wore little linen pins around and made little jokes and had little male member images hanging on the Christmas trees. Because they're sick people in that I'm not shocked by a crack pipe or by an image of the male member, sexual organ. I'm shocked by full-grown adults being so repressed and so staid and so weirded out. I mean, they're perverted because they're into something that's a joke. they get off on it. Well, you got to be a mental patient to be involved in spraying DU all over the planet. You got to be into weird stuff. Man, they're all weird. They're into devil worship, a lot of them are. A lot of them are just into a bunch of other weird stuff. I mean, they're a bunch of fruitcakes. Ronald Reagan, and I mean, he's nothing compared to some of these people. He's pretty tame. Went to Bohemian Grove and places, but did write, and Nixon wrote that he didn't like it. Neither one of them liked it. You can read what they said about it. Can't really quote it on air. You can even go listen to clips of it. Harper's Magazine recorded. But what color tie he wore the exact second that he would give a speech. Nancy Reagan's told her biographer this. When he'd walk to the stage, what day he did it, was all done in these incredibly complex calculations. The astrologer many times would actually be there right behind the curtain making sure. And you'll see Reagan walk out, pause, talk to somebody, keep looking at his watch, and in the exact second he starts the speech. I mean, that's crazy. Okay? That's crazy. I said I'd take your calls. It's just you bring up these important questions. And so, I mean, there's got to be something wrong with you when you don't have a conscience. When I do something bad, when people persecute me and try to take advantage of me, I catch myself feeling bad when I got to put my foot down on them. The average person, though, out there who's involved in this evil, just they have less and less conscience until one day the conscience is just gone. They're seared. They're blackened. Their hearts are. And they have no more real feeling, you know, talking to psychopaths, interviewing top psychologists and psychiatrists who studied this, the criminology, I've read into it quite a bit. One of my areas of interest, they see a bright burning light. They feel alive when they pull the woman's guts out while she's alive and she's screaming in pain in the farmhouse. And then they drape the intestines on themselves, or they stab them, or they bite chunks out of them. And for a normal person who's not completely reprobate and turned over to degeneracy, you're like, what? I don't even want to hear about that. Well, you better hear about it. I mean, what do you think a communist soldier, when he takes a woman's year-old baby she's been hiding because she's had three kids, and walks it outside and bashes its brains out right in front of her there and knocks her teeth out? This is admitted. Or when people go to a sports stadium and cheer as they kill some political dissident, shoot them or chop their heads off, or in China where little dead babies rot on street corners. See, that's seared. That's seared. And the globalists know that they're searing us with the violence on television. They're searing us with 24, where they torture children almost every other episode. Where they torture, just innocent people because that's what the good guys do. See, you're being warped. You're being brought into darkness. You're being given the taste of their father, the devil. And if you don't even believe in the devil, you might as well, because their manifestation of those beliefs makes it real. I believe in a real personal devil. I believe there is an evil force. This universe is so complex, these thousands of dimensions, all the things that have happened. This planet's a huge spaceship, folks, flying around a sun. But see, I don't even get into that stuff because that isn't something I even get into, because you can debate it. You can't debate they believe that, though. You can't debate that the elite are a bunch of Satanists. You understand that? And so if David J. Smith thinks it's all communist running things, fine. You know, that's a big part of the New World Order. That's a big part of their modus operandi. And he'll say they're globalists, he'll say they're Illuminati, and he's waking people up. So I'm not here to tell him, but then you ask me, am I orthodox? Do I follow an exact orthodoxy? I follow the truth. I know the truth. It set me free. I'm not fighting communists. I'm not fighting Republicans. I'm fighting seared, destroyed, malfunctioning slaves, husk, who have just been filled with just a dark energy. They're zombies. Our enemies are zombies. And they hate us. They hate the light. They hate our energy. They hate our power. They're afraid of us. You understand how much more powerful, awakened, enlightened, informed, dynamic people who are clear thinking and can see what's happening? You know how scary we are to them? I have seen George Bush look at me with fear, like I was a 1,000-foot giant. I've seen Janet Reno look at me with fear. I've seen Hillary Clinton look at me with fear. Congressmen and senators that are on the dark side look at me with fear. They step aside. Not because I'm big and powerful. I'm just a little man. But compared to them, little worms, I am a giant. We're conquerors. Do you understand that? We're life force. We're life. We like life. I like good things. I like good food. I like love. I like passion. I like beauty. I love goodness. I have a soft heart. That's power. Power isn't the power to strangle your puppy. That's what the Greek military, one of my friends told me about it, and I went and researched it, it's true. Greek military, you have to keep a dog or a cat for a year, and at the end of it, you got to strangle it. That's not power. Power is having the nerve and that peer pressure to say, no, I'm not going to do it. Power is not going with the crowd. Power is having a conscience, being tuned into God. All right, we'll be right back. We'll go to Kathy, Levi, Dave, Eric, and many others.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I've got two big reports in the U.S. and overseas where reporters are being arrested or being threatened with arrest for reporting on government corruption. Just like the Soviet Union under Putin. No, you reported bad on me. I'm going to arrest you. We're like, oh, look how bad Putin is. Now it's happening here. See, I mean, we're getting really far down the rat hole. Before I go to Kathy and others, I've made 14 films. Films like Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, the new one, The Order of Death. When you get it, you get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove free on the same DVD, updated, getting into all this occultism. It's so important to go to InfoWars.com and just shop around there on the secure online safe shopping cart. And your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. Right there at InfoWars.com, we'll ship you out a hard copy on DVD, VHS. We got books on tape, T-shirts, bumper stickers, a lot of new books and videos. We're carrying like 911 Synthetic Terror or Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. There's just so many. Joan Vion's United Nations Global Straitjacket. Really expanding the video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Get 5 months free right now. 5+ months. Almost 6 months free. Almost half a year free. When you get a yearly membership, you can't beat that deal. Or get a monthly membership for $5.95. You can download all my films, watch dozens of other films, over 1,000 pieces of media on there. PrisonPlanet.tv. Take advantage of the spring special before it ends in just about 12 days or so. All right, let's go to Kathy in Texas. Kathy, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. On Sunday night on Discovery Channel air Perfect Disaster. And it is significant because in January, the Weather Channel aired It Could Happen Tomorrow, in which New York was hit by a massive hurricane and destroyed. Dallas was hit by a F5 tornado and destroyed. The narrator said it was not if, but when it would happen, and they intimated that those could happen in the next 2 years. Also, in the commercial for this Sunday program coming up on Discovery Channel, it showed Dallas being hit by something.
And, of course, Oil Storm on FX had New Orleans being hit the exact same way, and the very same, the real mayor and the real governor in the film, and they like to drill all this. For those that don't know, the government does have weather control and weather modification. We've had the father of weather weapons on, the father of using them, and, you know, he hasn't been involved in it in years. He knows they can, quote, control hurricanes. He's like, why don't they stop them? And, yeah, and then destroy a few cities, and, oh, we got to have a global tax to fix global warming when a global tax has nothing to do with global warming. So it's just mindlessness. It gets everybody emotional. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not going to say those cities are going to be destroyed. But the sun is about to increase in brightness and by its radiated power by 50% in the next 11-year cycle, NASA's saying. And if that's true, believe me, that our cars are nothing compared to that.
Mm-hmm. I just think it should be an interesting program, if you know, to watch, to see how it might kind of tie in with the others that they've aired, like you said.
No, I hear you. I agree with you. Anything else?
No, that was it.
Thank you for the call. We're going to come back and go to Levi and Dave and Eric and others, but I keep getting requests for it, so we're going to play a little piece called Dark Side. We haven't aired in about 4 or 5 months. When we come back out of this next break, can you grab that by then, John? We're going to come out of break in the next segment and play Dark Side concerning the New World Order, and then we'll continue with your calls and get into all the news. All right, wide open phones, continuing with the news and your calls, 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.